Hi, Adal. How was the show?
Well, this is the other one that I did in Bloomington, Indiana.
Bloomington, Indiana.
As I was working the Comedy Attic there.
You're rich with Rangers.
Rich with Rangers. And this is Rachel Rich. Well, I'm just going to call her Rachel because I've spaced how to pronounce it. Because that's not... There's more to it, her last name.
Oh, okay.
Check the notes, everyone.
Rachel.
Ranger Rachel is great. And it was fascinating. Karate. Yes. And she said, I feel like a douchebag saying karate. But that is how it is pronounced. And I said, and you are in a safe space, so you may say karate. And she does Shotokan karate. And it was fascinating.
What is it?
It is karate, as you can imagine.
Sure.
And and she's been doing it for 15 years. And it's about sort of, you know what it feels like? It feels like your game, like Enigma. It feels like she found her people.
Oh, okay.
She found people to hang out with.
Right.
She found good friends.
Like-minded people that became friends.
And it is excellent exercise.
It
is an excellent mind-body kind of melding thing.
And now she can break 2x4s with her pinky.
Well, and she has, I asked, of course, because I'm not, that's just right there.
That's right there.
And I said, what about the breaking of boards? And she said that one of her senseis was like, what the boards do to you? And she said, it's a bit of a dad joke. But she's like, leave the boards alone. And so.
They're going to be fine.
Right.
Don't create garbage.
You're right. Exactly. There's, what do you need Tinder? Kindling?
Kindling.
Kindling. That's the word I'm looking for. She said that there's the punch.
Okay.
And the punch you want to hit with the first two knuckles.
Okay.
There's the pokey with the fingers.
All right.
And you gotta either go for the eyes, mm-hmm. or you gotta get to this place in the solar plexus that's actually quite difficult to get to.
Okay.
And then there's the knife, the karate chop.
Yep.
And she's like, yeah, that's something. So so the forms are, it's, you know, she feels like she's just more agile, yeah. and stuff and more bendy.
Yeah, I'm sure it's really good exercise. It's really good for both strength and stamina and core body and all that.
Yeah, she said her main thing is that she would recommend that everyone be able to run a mile.
Okay.
Because she teaches it somewhat because she's a second degree black belt now. And she said the main thing is you should be able to run a mile. Because then you can outrun almost everyone.
I bet that's true.
I bet that is true. Anyway, she was great. And Ranger Rachel, I'm going to get your last name in the notes.